Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle,
an Odyssey station.
Odyssey.
And also Radio.com is now
Odyssey.
So if you've got the Radio.com app, guess what? You don't have the Radio.com app. Now you have the Odyssey app. A lot of cool stuff happening with Odyssey. There's brand new podcasts that Odyssey has that you can actually binge all of the episodes on the app. And, of course, everything that we do you can get on Odyssey. So if you haven't downloaded the Odyssey app, you should get it today. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen to us, listen to all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you, baby. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name.
B-Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa. B-Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. And it's time to pump it up for Monday. Everybody pumped up. BJ, I hope you're pumped up from your weekend of board gaming late into the morning.
I'm ready.
I love it.
I'm almost pumped.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Chris in Auburn. Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
In the video game of the same name, how many lines must one clear at one time to successfully achieve a Tetris?
4.
Yes. What popular spirit can be made from potatoes?
Vodka.
Yes. The first episode of Supermarket Sweep aired in what decade?
80s.
No.
90s.
No.
60s?
Yes. How many months end in the letter R?
3, 4, 5.
4, yes. What year of the late 90s did Mike Tyson bite Evander Holyfield's ear off?
97, 98, 99.
97, yes. What city is Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade held?
New York.
Yes. In which company manufactures Pentium chipsets?
Intel.
Yes. What layer in the atmosphere is responsible for filtering out solar radiation?
The atmosphere, ozone layer.
Yes. Which automaker sold a car model named Colt?
Dodge.
Yes. What is the second full moon in a month called?
Blue moon.
Yes. And Chris, you got a perfect 10.
Nice.
So, yeah. Oh, look at that. Now he's pumped up.
Nice work.
Yeah, look at that, BJ. Now you can get pumped up because maybe you'll get a song.
Okay.
You guys should bet Steve breakfast because he doesn't know that I got 10.
Yeah, you should do that. And you can get breakfast and then you're going to look at that money. Yeah.
But I usually bet you for breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, but you could bet Steve. Well, now it's ruined because Steve's in the room and you're just like Mr. Lowest Energy ever.
I am, but
oh, God, pouty ass over there.
Hi. Oh. I'm in the room now.
Yeah. Hi, Steve.
You don't need to call me, though, in a nickname.
Hey, Steve. No, you're not pouty ass.
What's
Steve.
Up?
Would you like to bet breakfast?
Listen to this poker face Ooh. Over here.
It's a tough call, man.
Yeah, let's bet breakfast.
You know, I'm just going to have to pass. I mean, I'm willing to bet breakfast if I'm not paying.
Well, I'm sure you are.
I almost want breakfast.
Actually, well, no, I ain't doing it now. You don't get nothing, you.
All right, fine.
Piece All right, fair.
Hey, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Let's go.
In the video game name, if the video game of the same name, how many lines must one clear at one time to successfully achieve a Tetris?
Tetris.
No.
How many lines? Four.
Yes. What popular spirit can be made from potatoes?
Vodka.
Yes. The first That's episode good. Of Supermarket Sweep aired in what decade?
60s.
Yes. How many months end in the letter R?
10.
No.
9.
No.
6.
No.
8.
No.
7.
No. Mm. What year in the late 90s did Mike Tyson bite Evander Holyfield's ear off?
98.
No.
99.
No.
97.
Yes. In what city is Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade held?
New York City.
Yes. Which company manufactures Pentium chipsets?
Dell.
No.
Apple.
No.
Microsoft.
No. What layer in the atmosphere is responsible for filtering out solar radiation?
Gas.
No.
The sun.
No.
Dirt.
No. Which automaker sold the car model named Colt?
45.
No.
Indianapolis.
No.
Peyton Manning.
No. And the wheels fell off. Steve, you lose 5-2, a perfect 10.
Yeah. Oh, why'd I try?
Yeah, exactly.
Good
work,
job,
Chris. Good job,
thank
buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was great. You know what? That
I
was,
get all the breakfast talk.
That was a beating. Yeah. We were like the Patriots on that deal.
Yeah. And look at there. Hey, Mr. High Energy over there. You get to play yourself a song.
Yeah, I'm going to play a song. I will. Let me get my button over. I got to move my finger as quickly as possible. Here we go. I'm a
loser. I think usually I regret these things, but can we get BJ some sugar or something?
Yes.
I don't think he...
Cupcakes.
He probably wasn't listening to the beginning of the show.
Well, who? The Rev?
He's here. Who's listening to the show right now?
I mean, Steve, you and I had a conversation about how tired we are.
Oh, very tired.
Yeah, well, Rev wasn't,
yeah, you
Rev
can
wasn't listening
fake it a little bit.
I am faking it.
Yeah.
Problem is, we don't have cupcakes here.
Well, I brought cupcakes on Friday. BJ stole them, so I can't help you there.
No, we were supposed to that. Someone was supposed to send us cupcakes and never did. I'm very disappointed in
that. Oh, that was, we were supposed to have cupcakes?
Like a month ago.
Oh, wow.
I'm waiting every day. I hope that's today's going to be the day. And yet again, it's not the day.
So whoever's out there who was supposed to send, shame.
I forgot about that. Now I'm really depressed.
See, now you just reminded him, oh my God, Debbie Downer's even downer.
All right, I got something to cheer you guys up.
What's that?
I watched a movie over the weekend.
Yeah. Oh no, what did you watch?
It's a movie that, on paper, I should have never watched, and I loved it from beginning to end. Have you ever seen the J.J. Abrams movie, Overlord?
No.
It's on Amazon Prime.
I don't think I know this movie.
No.
It's like, it's a high-energy action film based in where they're fighting Nazis. I'm like, this doesn't sound like something that I'd really watch. Like, it's an old, like, war movie from, about World War II. We put it on, we're watching this movie, and as the movie goes on, spoiler alert, it takes the most drastic twist that I did not expect, and then I ended up watching a zombie movie.
What?
Dude, you need to watch this movie. At some point during the movie, it just feels like, okay, a run-of-the-mill, high-energy movie about people fighting Nazis, and you're getting invested in the characters, and it's a really kind of a fun, dumb action film in a sense.
All right.
And all of a sudden, they like uncover this weird, like, underground scientist that's making, like, super Nazis, or trying to. So at first you're like, did this really happen? Because you don't know yet that they're going to be, like, these weird zombie creatures. So I'm like, wow, man, maybe I need to watch more World War II movies. I'm learning about, like, stuff that I did not know that Hitler was doing.
That's always been a trope when it comes to at least the lore of the Nazis.
Yeah, they were kind of delving into the
secret
occult
scientists.
Stuff. And
so it's basically Resident Evil meets World War II. That's what the movie Overlord is.
I am in.
Dude, you will love it. And honestly, like, there's a couple gory moments, but my wife and I were already invested. And then once it kind of twisted to zombie, I'm like, babe, we can turn it off. Like, this is, I know this isn't your thing. She's like, well, let's just see how far we can make it.
Nice.
Finish the whole film, man.
Wow. Damn. How about you stayed awake for it, too?
That,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
It was full of energy from the beginning to the end. I mean, it's not like, dude, this movie's not like the greatest movie of all time. Don't get me wrong. But, like, it's super fun.
That sounds amazing.
Highly recommend it.
And Overlord?
Overlord. It's okay. On Amazon Prime. That's how we watch. It's also on Hulu.
And J.J. Abrams, that guy's got a pedigree.
Yeah, right? I'm excited for this now.
Yeah, how about you? I
mean, some Halloween viewing.
Definitely you. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to try it because I'm not a big zombie fan. The Walking Dead, I only watch
we
that
ain't
because...
either, man. I'm telling you, it's great.
Yeah, but see, I'm not a big World War II fan. So it's
I'm not either. That's the thing.
See, I know.
Like, you said, Steve, you should watch this World War II movie that involves zombies. I'm like, go screw yourself. Why do you think I want to waste my time? I'd rather watch Borat.
Yeah, he hates period pieces and stuff like that with costumes.
But there's
and
the other problem.
Huh. I recommended it.
That's what the problem
is. All right, that is three strikes. Yeah.
So it says Overlord, an amazing movie.
What does the Rotten Tomatoes give it, Vicky?
I don't know. Oh, it did not do
is
well.
Is Vicky tired, too?
I was just trying to figure out who was in the movie, like 81%. Anybody I recognize.
81%? Whoa, for 81%. A zombie movie?
It's a horror movie.
Was this directly
movie.
Released to Prime?
I think so.
It came out in 2018. No, I mean,
oh,
I don't
really?
Know.
Oh, it was, I don't no. even remember. I didn't. This wasn't even on my radar.
Well, it got 81% critics, but 62% of the people liked it. So.
67.
Yeah, that's still fresh.
Yeah, I mean, it's I can't remember
wow.
this movie.
I don't know when it says box office only, but it made $41.7 million.
All right,
it's not
so
fantastic.
It
was fantastic.
Well, it was a $38 million budget, so it made money.
All right, it made a couple bucks.
Not much.
Yeah, so I mean, horror movies aren't going to make a ton of money anyway, even with J.J. Abrams' name on it, but that's crazy.
Someone says, exciting. I can't believe you're just now seeing Overlord. It's a fantastic movie, and Steve's absolutely right. You think you're watching a World War II movie, and then all of a sudden, just bam, zombie fest.
Bam.
Wow.
I like that.
Nice take. Well, it's a nice take on both genres.
It's you know so well that. Done.
Yeah, and I haven't seen a good zombie Nazi movie since Dead Snow, which is actually a movie, and it's fantastic as well.
And
so.
It is a zombie Nazi movie?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, see, I thought JJ might have been an originator, but no.
That's so funny. We just got a text that you want to see another really good zombie movie that involves Nazis? Look up Dead Snow.
Yes. Dead Snow is amazing. You get to find out the elasticity of intestines, which is always good to know.
Okay, that's not going to put me in a good mood.
Apparently, Euron Greyjoy's in this movie from Game of Thrones. That jerk.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, someone says it has Fitz from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, look at that. Fitz.
What, is that Dead Snow or this? Or
Overlord.
Overlord. Yeah.
Oh, so he got a few Brits to be in this.
See, look at that.
And they said Overlord's amazing. Even better with two edibles.
Isn't everything better with two edibles?
Kind of, yeah.
I'll be like, it just threw me for a loop. Like, and even like you read the review like on the blurb, and it kind of gives it away. But I was just like, we got nothing else to watch. Like, let's just put this on and let's see what happens.
That is so great.
So good.
I just love when like somebody who hates zombie or doesn't even hate but just doesn't watch zombie
Zero
movies.
Zero interest in zombie movies.
Yeah, is just like, no, this is good. It's a good zombie movie.
I would have lost so much money. If we started betting on, okay, let's put Steve in front of a movie, what do you think will happen? I would have lost so much money on that one.
You didn't fall asleep and you liked it.
Yeah. Then we tried The Gentleman and then we realized about 20 minutes into it, we already watched that movie. So we're like...
This is way too familiar. So was that our pool? Put Steve in front of a movie. Love, hate, already watched. Those are the three options we have to bet on.
Much. Already watched halfway through realizing it.
You know what's a good movie? I remember the name of it, and I also remember the overall premise of it.
That's insane.
That's impressive. I'm not kind of a movie guy.
J.J. Abrams really should feel very, very blessed and gifted and highly complimented by this.
It took me 2 years, but I figured it out.
Good job, buddy.
Congratulations.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So there's this guy in his 80s. He's about to eat dinner at his home in France recently. And he got very annoyed by a fly buzzing around his kitchen. So he grabbed an electric fly swatter, which I guess is like this, a tennis racket style thing that zaps the flies.
I've seen those.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those things.
Oh, they're fun to hit your buddy in the head with.
Oh,
not wrong.
Oh, okay.
It's like a little zapper.
Yeah. Oh, that's not cool.
Well, if you weren't trying to kill a fly.
Yeah, I guess. Here's what happened to this poor bastard. He didn't know that he had a nearby gas can in his home that had been leaking. And so when the bug zapper zapped, it blew up his house.
I did not know they could pull that off.
Whoa.
Yeah, these are electronic fly swatters. They're nothing crazy.
Yeah, but I guess, yeah, obviously anything that would ignite the odor. So it had to be... Wow.
I didn't think they would have that kind of power because a couple batteries, that's all that.
So it had to be the gas odor, though.
It must have been. It just sparked it.
Whatever, yeah, because that's what if you smell gas, you're not supposed to have any sort of spark at all. Because
well, that's one way to kill a fly.
Yeah, he did that. The whole explosion and fire destroyed his kitchen, damaged his roof. He survived with only burns to his hands. And again, we don't know if the fly made it out alive. We don't have any info about that.
Terrible journalism, BJ.
It really is.
Once again.
Yeah, I know. So, because at least we'd like to know that he got the job done, but we don't. Ay, ay, ay.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
See, this is the sadness about being in your 80s and living by yourself. I really think that you shouldn't.
No.
I really don't, because...
Or just maybe old people shouldn't have electronic fly swatters. Just the old school ones, the ones that look like spatulas.
Or gas cans in the house, or whatever. You know what
that's
I mean?
Fine if you don't have an electronic spatula. Or electronic,
electronic spatula. All right. Wait, are you hungry? Is that what the story is?
Yes, I want a burger.
All right, fine. Yeah, so this guy blew up his house while trying to kill a fly. Yeah, it's dumb. How about you? Could be home, could be work, anywhere else. What's the dumbest reason why you cause damage? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Here's a text that just came in. I asked my husband to drain the washer and clean the filter while I was away for the weekend. He didn't get the filter seated properly in the machine, and when I did a load of laundry, it flooded the entire house. Over $10,000 in damages. Oh. Thank God for insurance.
Yeah, this is, again, why I'm so happy I don't know how to do anything and have professionals come in and do it.
Did you know that? Yeah, did you know that washing machines had filters? I didn't find out till last year, and it actually clogged our drain because the homeowner before us had no idea either, so they didn't put any filters on, and we were getting our laundry water that went through the sink going into up and through our kitchen
Woo!
Sink.
Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah. The plumber was like, I haven't seen anything like that in the 17 years I was have been working. And I was like, wow, okay. Yeah.
I almost feel like we need to create something. I was thinking about this just, when we first became home buyers. It needs to be like a book, like owning a home for dummies book, where it's like the stupid things. Like I had no idea how to change filters and you're just home filters.
You mean like
air,
in your
air
furnace?
Filters. So, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
And so at first I was like, I had no idea. And I had an issue with the air conditioning where it's like there was this weird leak of water. And we got a guy come out. He goes, well, when's the last time you changed the filters? I'm like, what filters? He goes, well, there's the problem. And he pulls it out and it's just black.
They don't tell you anything when you buy your house.
No. So we need to make a book.
Well, there is one.
What?
Home Maintenance for Dummies.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, you can get it on an ebook right now.
Yeah, you know, stupidity really isn't a factor in buying a house. They don't factor that in.
No.
They expect that people will probably go seek stuff out via the library, the internets. That's probably, I mean, they're out there. They just go.
I don't have time for that.
That's the thing. There you go. That's the issue. See, you're all like me. You all laughed at me because I admit that I'm a moron, but at least I know I am. I think I'm actually the one that's in better shape than all of you.
Well, it's just like, you know, maybe like a little checklist of things. Like when you first buy the house, they hand it to you. It's like a little piece of paper and it just has all
Do
these.
Do you
like,
think you'd pay attention?
No.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Typically, you learn by effing up. You're
I think
right.
that's the joy of owning a home is you get to learn by effing up. Yeah. And it really does. It really makes you an adult.
I would have liked to have saved like $200 on the repair.
How about $10,000 on a flooded house? How about that?
You know,
dang, dude.
That's a good point.
Oh, that's a big mistake. And yeah, thank goodness for insurance, because sometimes the insurance might go, no, you did this, okay? You're an idiot, and we're not going to pay you for being an idiot. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is the dumbest reason why you cause damage?
So it's not me personally, but I've had several friends put holes in walls while wrestling at venues, thinking the wall was strong enough to take a small hit. Yeah, I mean, because a lot of adrenaline going. I've seen that happen where someone was just like, something happened, he was like, oh, and he hit the wall, and there was a hole in it, and you're like, dude, like, you gotta fix that.
Yeah, you do.
We did that in college, though. That was the first thing I thought of when we stupid things that caused damage. When we were drunk, sometimes we come up with the dumbest games. So we all were putting money down. We're like, who could punch the wall? Punch the wall without putting any damage on it. Who could get to the wall the closest?
That can't go wrong.
Right. So you wanted to touch it, but not do any damage. So but full swing. You had to come running it. So, of course, one of the guys puts the hole in the wall.
Of course.
And now we all start laughing uncontrollably. Now the game became, who can punch a bigger hole in the wall?
Oh, there we go.
Yep. By the end of that year, there was just no wall.
It's just a fascinating.
It was just the insides.
I don't understand why people wouldn't want to rent to young people. I don't understand. It's not like they'll damage anything.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. Young people.
I would never be a homeowner renting a house to a college student.
Yeah.
Knowing what we did to the home, and we thought we were in the right. Well, if we pay rent, we can do what we want.
Yeah, hey, right. It's not our property, so of course we
can
damage it.
Can you believe he's keeping the security deposit?
Yeah.
$1,000. Why?
Why?
Because of all of the holes.
But in our head, we're like, we're coming back next year to live here again.
Yeah, we have no problem with these holes.
Right. We're only going to put more in.
Yeah.
And he's probably thinking, I don't want these people coming back.
He's like, I'm keeping your security deposit, and I'm securing that you're not going to be here next year.
Someone says you got to get with the times. You need to make a new homeowner's app.
Oh, there you go.
Who's
Vicky.
Books these
that
days?
Could be Vicky, because Vicky's now, she's the DIYer.
Yep.
Of course, Vicky comes from a family that knows how to do stuff. That's the other thing, too. So I think out of anybody in the show, Vicky has the best chance to not mess stuff up.
But that would be probably like one of those apps. It's probably a Reddit thread, as we know, for all we know.
Everything's a Reddit thread.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Which, funny enough, the most damage that happened wasn't even me. It was my roommate when I lived in Seattle. So I had a rule. I said I would do all the cleaning. He had to take care of taking the garbage out and killing the spiders, or at least getting rid of them. I don't care what you do with it. I just don't want it. The problem was he was equally afraid of the spiders, but he didn't want to clean. So this was the trade. So I took a picture right as I'm leaving home. I'm like, hey, there's a spider right in the front of the house. I need you to take care of it. And he sends me a video of him trying to stomp it out. And as he tries to stomp it out, he kicks a giant hole in the wall because he was terrified.
Did he get the spider?
Eventually.
Oh, he did finally get the spider. Yeah. So that's good news reporting, because we didn't know about the fly when the guy blew up his house.
Right. So there was a giant hole and then a dead spider.
Well, mission accomplished.
The funny thing is, I was actually talking to Sarah that day. I'm like, you know, our landlords are really awesome. They trust us with their house and they're so awesome. And then I get a text like, yeah, I did this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, great.
Yeah, good job.
He's like, we'll fix it this weekend. I'm like, what is this wee stuff? Yeah. You're fixing it this weekend.
A lot of toothpaste he's got to put in that hole.
Right?
Right? Or deodorant. White deodorant. That's how we used to patch holes in college.
Good call.
Someone says sheetrock is repairable. Memories are forever. That's very true.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah. So, and security deposits. You know what? Again, those are temporary. But your memories.
So it says, I worked at an oil change place in high school. Customer brought in an old truck with a three-on-a-tree clutch. Very confusing for a teenager. I put it in drive instead of reverse and drove it through the roll-up door, destroying it and totaling the truck. I did not get fired, though.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Because it was a learning experience, right?
Yes.
Nice.
What about Rev? I bet he's destroyed some stuff.
Yeah, and most of the time mine comes from, nerd rage.
I like
what? No.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've destroyed keyboards and mice, but the biggest one was having a video game controller.
Oh, the mouse and a.
Yeah.
For a second, I was like, what the hell kind of serial killer do we have? He's breaking keyboards and then he finds a mouse in the house and just wrecks it.
No. The actual, like, computer mice. No animals were harmed in the nerd raging of the Rev.
No animals so were harmed. Wow. Well, still, I mean, you know, listen, sometimes mice need to be killed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But so it was the biggest one for me was getting a video game controller. Really nice one. One of those kind of arcade styles. I'm getting so mad at Street Fighter that I propped up the controller against the wall and stomped on it until it snapped in half.
Woo!
How'd you feel after that?
A lot better until I realized I had to buy a new video game controller.
Yeah. Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
And I see your son's in the room.
Oh, this is great.
Joey D's nuts.
Was this damage done at Dad's house?
No. Okay. My buddy's house during a house party. But I'm glad to hear that I'm not the only one who's broken a bunch of walls. Because we decided during a house party to create an indoor slip and slide.
Nice.
Yeah, with some baby oil. But I kind of turned it into a drinking game and had people go 2x2 and the loser would have to take a shot. Well, when you're trying to race down the slip and slide, I mean, you're going as fast as possible. The whole, like, stopping people at the bottom really didn't work, especially when we were drunk, because it got to the point where we're like, well, let's just slam into the wall and see what happens. My buddy fell ass first into the back of the wall, got stuck in the wall, tried to rip himself off the wall, ripped, like, half of the wall just completely down. And then my friend had to find a handyman hungover Sunday morning to fix it. Luckily, he did. His parents got back. Turns out they painted it the wrong color. So there's just a glaring big blue spot in this white wall. The smartest guy. Apparently it was the only paint he had in his house. And he thought,
I feel like that's dumber than the hole that he put in the wall.
I think it would have been better if he had just waited. Just tell him, hey guys, I got to let you know, like, I just fell down the stairs or something. Because you can't tell him he had an indoor slip and slide.
This is why, of course, I don't like to have parties at my own home anymore for that reason.
I just don't invite Joe's friends.
Yeah, and I'm happy that at least my son did this in somebody else's house and not mine.
But what if we'd included you in the slip and slide?
Oh, you would have been grounded forever. I would have had to ground everybody in the whole family because of you.
I don't think there's enough alcohol to put in BJ's system to get him to agree to doing a slip and slide. I've seen BJ drunk, and I don't think there's ever a time where BJ would be so drunk to think, I'm in for this.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.